Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, February 8, 1929, the first set of Gujarati Muslims arrived in Barbados. It was four men who had made the long voyage from the Indian province of Gujarat. The region is located on the western coast of the subcontinent and has a history that can be traced back to 2000 BC. Throughout the region's history, Gujaratis had emerged as prominent and skilled business people. The Gujaratis' migration to Barbados was accidental. According to writer Sabir Nakuda, advertisements had been placed in a local newspaper that circulated throughout villages within the province, soliciting workers to cut lumber in Brazil. In 1929, three men settled in a ship from what was then Mumbai, now known as Bombay, for Brazil. In their time in that country, they met another Indian migrant named Ismail Mamad, who had already arrived there the previous year with two other men. He had been left behind when his compatriots took his money to move to British Guiana with a promise to send for him when they had settled in that colony. Mamad and the latest batch of migrants decided to move together to British Guiana, where they were warmly welcomed by the East Indian community who were already there. That community was prepared to raise funds to get the men back to India. However, having left India for a better life, they had no intention of returning and elected to find their fortunes in the Caribbean. Enticed by the idea of making good money from taking coal and coconuts from British Guiana to Barbados by schooner, the four men, Hafiz Suleiman Kasuji, Musa Patel, Ibrahim Bulbulia, and Ismail Mamad, left Guiana and traveled to Barbados in February 1929 and arrived in the colony on the 8th. They found immigrants from the Indian state of Bengal already living in the island, many of them in Swan Street and Tudor Street. They moved back and forth between Barbados and British Guiana, but having realized how successful the Bengalis were in the retail sector in Barbados, the Gujaratis decided to stay permanently. Initially, they lived with the Bengalis and quickly established their business by doing as their hosts had already been doing, which was selling items from door to door. Apparently emboldened by their success, they encouraged other Gujaratis to come to Barbados by sending them entrance permits. Therefore, soon after, in 1930, another batch of Gujaratis arrived in the island. According to Nakuda, they had had to sell or mortgage their family land and pawn their family jewelry to moneylenders to fund their trip to Barbados. When they arrived, they could not speak English. Many of them had never traveled beyond nearby villages in India and had had little knowledge of the outside world. However, they had a strong work ethic, often working long hours and riding or walking around local communities with their suitcases offering their merchandise, which was made up largely of ladies' and gents' raw materials. They used signs and gestures to communicate with customers. They catered to poor Barbadians who at that time found it difficult to get loans to make big purchases or to get credit from stores in Bridgetown. So the Gujaratis, like the Bengalis before them, went not only to the homes of Barbadians, but to the sugar factories, cane field, and other workplaces to peddle their wares to the workers on a credit basis, with favorable terms being offered. This business model has largely survived to this day, albeit with some modifications. Therefore, the arrival of the four men on this day, February 8, 1929, is historic, as it provided a way for other Gujaratis to come to the island, and today Muslims of Gujarati descent make up the majority of Muslims and Indians living in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.